SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Chinese spacecraft landing on the moon's far side to collect rocks. BBC correspondent Laura Vickers.
The Chang'e 6 spacecraft has been orbiting the moon, waiting to land since it was launched from China's Wenchang Space Center in early May. The landing is fraught with risks, as it's very difficult to communicate with the spacecraft on the far side of the moon, which faces permanently away from Earth. The plan now is for the probe to spend the next 3 days using a drill and a mechanical arm to extract some of the moon's oldest rocks from a huge crater on its south pole. Scientists are keen to find out if this region of the moon has ice and therefore access to water.
Also at SRNnews.com, China quashing large-scale commemorations of Tuesday's 35th anniversary of Beijing's Tiananmen Square crackdown, at least within its borders. But outside the country, events have grown increasingly crucial for preserving memories of the 1989 bloodbath. U.S. is lifting some financial restrictions on Cuba in a move designed to boost private businesses on the island.
One of the key changes would allow Cuban private business owners to open bank accounts in the U.S. and then access them online from Cuba. The United States is also again allowing something called U-turn transactions, where money is transferred from one country to another, but is routed through the United States. The changes come as Cuba is struggling with one of the worst economic and energy crises in its history.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Shares in Asia have started June with big gains after Wall Street finished with a push higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng led with a 2.7% gain on Monday. This is SRN News. Yet another reason for parents to beware.
Before you buy that new Nintendo game for your child, you should probably listen to this. The makers of Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, have included a transgender character who has a discussion with Mario about his or her decision to live as the opposite sex. What does this actually have to do with playing the game? Not much. But Nintendo apparently feels the need to advance the LGBT agenda with kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed measure that would have required schools in California to notify parents if their child asked to change their gender identification at school has failed to qualify for the November ballot. That proposal received about 400,000 of the 500,000 signatures that it needed to qualify to be voted on. This is SRN News. A gun incident in Mexico costing a British ambassador his post.
The British Foreign Ministry has apparently removed its ambassador to Mexico, John Benjamin, following controversy generated by video in which he jokes while pointing a high-powered rifle at staff inside a vehicle. The United Kingdom's government website on Friday described a seasoned diplomat as being its ambassador to Mexico in the past tense, though no details were given. The website says Benjamin served as ambassador to Mexico from 2021 to 2024 with no further details.
That is Norman Hall reporting. Water pressure returning to downtown Atlanta, nearby neighborhoods. Problems are easing after the water outage that began Friday, shutting down a number of storefronts and leaving faucets dry at many homes. Part of the city under an order to boil water before drinking it. More details at srnnews.com.